This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Looking ahead to an exhibition which is being built and constructed around us, you can probably hear the noise, at the Museum of Photography in the centre of Reykjavik on Tryggvagata. This is the School of Photography graduation exhibition which opens on Friday. One of the graduating students is with you now, Iris Hadda. Iris, welcome to RÚV English Radio.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're having a conversation on Wednesday, 2 days before the opening, and there's a lot going on here.
We're all working very hard. These are long days we're taking. And we're 4 students that are graduating. And we have very different approaches to photography and how to express ourselves with it.
Tell me about the course then.
Yeah, so it's 2.5 years, and we graduate in December. And it's about creative path in photography.
Were you always interested in photography?
Yes, I always was, since I was a kid.
You remember your first camera then, or would it have been a camera phone?
No, it was actually a digital camera.
Okay. I don't know whether you think photography is easier now, because we've all got cameras on our phones in our pockets, than maybe it was many years ago.
I think that it doesn't matter what camera you have, it's more about the eye and what you see around you. So is it difficult or not? I don't know.
It's about being in the right place as well, isn't it, to get the shot?
Yeah.
What inspires you then? What do you like taking images of?
I get inspired by everyday things that I see. And then my colleagues, we have 4 different approaches. Lilia Pirtna is working with architecture, and she questions herself about gentrification.
Let's go over and take a quick look at those as we're talking, actually. They're being nailed onto the wall as we speak, so tell me a little bit about this work. It is very architectural, as you say.
Yes, so Lilia moved to Hlíðarendi, which is an area of Reykjavik which is under construction, and she's taking a look into the life we can see in this new area that it was promised to be so nice and beautiful, you know?
These are images of it largely under construction, lots of cranes, lots of scaffolding, lots of work being done, much as there is in this room just now, actually.
Yes, yeah. And also you can see there's always life in the pictures, but in most of them there's no one, no person in it.
She has an eye then for this kind of image, for seeing what people might not usually look at, because seeing a building under construction is for most people not as interesting as seeing it once it's finished.
Yeah, that's true.
The other images that we have on the opposing wall here are of two.
Also Lilia Pirtna, with this video work, she's tracking the pass of time, and also, as you can see in the video, you see like what the man has left, but he's never in the image.
It's not a static shot, it is a static shot, but it's changing through time. A time lapse is the word I'm looking for, really, of the different seasons, an apartment block in the middle. And either side of that are two blown up images of, would you call these subways or pedestrian passes?
These are pedestrian passes into the gardens.
Because again, at first glance, there's not a lot of life in that building. But then if you look more closely, you can see there's a great deal of life.
Yeah. It's kind of, are they selling us this utopia of how these new environments are going to be so great, but then what's the reality of it?
Yes. Where is your work going to be displayed in this room then?
So my work is going to be at the end.
I can see one of your photos going up here.
One of my photos is going there. Then we will have a text, and inside there's a video showing pictures made with an Instax, like a instant photograph camera. And then over here we can see works by Gunnar, and he's photographing loneliness or solitude in Japan.
This is an image from a Japanese tube train, a subway train.
Yeah.
What's interesting about this is, talking of loneliness, it's full of people, but they all look very lonely because they're all engaged in their phones and not talking to each other.
Yes, the phones, that's just like the main thing now. He also has these haikus on the side that tell a little bit about the to place. For example, yeah. Here, faces in the glass, people fade and others come. Silence takes their place.
I want to see if it's still a 17-syllable haiku in Icelandic. Yeah. I think it is.
Andlit í gleri, fólki hverfur kemur nýtt. Thögnin tekur við.
Okay. Were you counting? 17 syllables?
No, I didn't count. I was just doing my best.
Yes. These are very striking images. Did he live in Japan?
No, he was traveling there. And he was really shocked by how big the city is, but at the same time, how lonely people are.
We'll move over to where your work is being exhibited, because if you go onto the website, or indeed if you've seen the press release for this event, this photograph here is one that will catch your attention. And this is your photograph?
Yes, it's my photograph.
And this is of a woman wearing a bra with her hair in curlers, with her eyes closed, getting ready for a night out?
Yeah, getting ready for a night out in downtown Reykjavik.
Who is this, or was this?
This is, maybe it's me.
Maybe it's you.
Or maybe it's my alter ego, Yasmin. I don't know.
I could see it could be either, I suppose.
Yeah.
Did she have a good night out?
She had a really nice night out. Also, this is like the image, but then with my work comes like a book. I'm giving out a photo book, and there's a display that will be in the video room.
So behind the curtain into the video room, we'll be displaying?
The content of the book, all the photographs.
Okay. Let's go back to where we were, next to the Japanese photographs to see the work of another student, so we'll make our way back across, try not to get in the way of anyone that's working very hard here to get all of these photographs up and ready on display for the opening on Friday. We move to the other end of the space, because you were very keen to tell me about these photographs. So whose are these?
This is the work by Elva Þrastadóttir, and she was raised in Flúðir, in a like vegetable farming. And since she was a little kid, she got really obsessed with the looks of the cabbage.
Okay.
And she's photographing the cabbage in a way that makes it almost like alien-like.
And so there's one image here, and it's red. It doesn't immediately strike you as a vegetable, does it?
No. The thing is, in the process of making the work, she tested and made like... She took the cabbage and she made dye with it. She made paper. She just like was exploring the physical possibilities of it. And these photographs are not Photoshop.
No.
They're all like she works with the light and the color.
And exposure, because there are three layers to this, it looks like.
Yeah, that's the light.
Yeah.
How she plays with the light and the shadows. It's a digital process, but it doesn't involve like a... Photoshop later. She's not like making the image with Photoshop.
Photoshop is an interesting concept, isn't it? Because, I mean, it's become a word in itself.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that a photograph no longer has to be what it was when the photograph was taken. We used to say the camera never lies, but the camera can lie now, very much, can't it?
Mm-hmm.
And now we've got AI as well coming into the equation. Does that worry you as a emerging photographer that we've got these technologies that are really destroying the idea of what a camera used to be?
I don't think it's something to worry about, because that's the same worry that painters had when photography came out. But we see today that painting and photography can live together. That's the same with AI. How do we use it?
Is it something you use or would want to use?
I have used it. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's also, I think it's a really fun way to play... make words into images.
Yes, from prompts.
Yeah, there's now, like, you can now describe your image and you get what you want to see.
Isn't that kind of terrifying, though?
It's terrifying, of course it is. Yes.
It's terrifying because it's really good at it. You know, it's not rubbish anymore. A couple of years ago, it was cartoonish and not very good.
I mean, now we go through Instagram and we see videos and we are like, okay, is this real or is this AI?
Yeah. Well, we're standing here in this room, of course, with all these photographs being physically displayed, blown up on walls, available to look at in real life. How important is it for you for your work to be shown on Instagram and other online presence is. In your mind, is there a difference between seeing a photo in real life and seeing it on a screen?
I mean, of course there is. Like, the physicality changes yes. everything. But, I mean, it's inevitable for us to have Instagram at the end of the day because we live on the internet, practically.
What will you want to do then with the degree that you now have? Congratulations to having you. What will you want to do with that?
Just keep exploring and keep taking pictures. And, I don't know, life will tell us.
Life will determine what you do next. So this exhibition opens on the 12th. That is this coming Friday, and it runs until next month.
Yeah, 11th of January.
Okay, so we're at the School of Photography graduation exhibition at the Reykjavik Museum of Photography on the 6th floor here, just above the library in Tryggvagata. Definitely worth seeing. Admission is free as well.
Yes, it's free, and there's no excuse.
Everyone
should come. It's a really nice space, and it will be fun.
It will be fun, and I'm going to let you get back to helping put all this together because you've got a couple of days out. It's still quite a long way to go, I think, in terms of getting everything up.
Yeah. We need to work. We need to stay here all day.
Is this fun, doing this bit, when you've got all the work and you decide where it's going to go? Do you have a plan in mind, or are you going to rearrange things as you go?
You have a plan. It doesn't turn out the way you want, always, but it's interesting, and you get to learn a lot.
Well, everyone seems fairly calm at the moment, so I'm going to leave while you're ahead.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Thank you.
It's Ruv English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're english@ruv.is.
There is more from Ruv English, with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Ruv English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Ruv.